This is KNKX News. Washington State has a new poet laureate. Rena Priest officially took the mantle last night in a ceremony hosted at the Lummi Nation, where she is from. She was appointed by Governor Jay Inslee and is the state's first indigenous poet to serve in this role. She succeeds Claudia Castro Luna and will serve for 2 years. The program is a joint effort between Humanities Washington and the Washington State Arts Commission. KNKX's Bellamy Palethorpe sat down with her for this interview.
What is it like to be named Poet Laureate now? How do you feel about this?
Oh, it's so exciting. It's a little bit surreal sometimes. People have reached out from my childhood librarian from my elementary school sent me a message. I thought that was just the coolest, you know, because he was a part of this journey. He used to do the voices when he would read to us in the library, the voices of the characters. And I just thought that was the greatest. That, along with a lot of other experiences that gave me a love for hearing language out loud and the music of language and poetry, it's all come back around, and people have popped in from every part of my life to say congratulations and hello and wish me well. And it's been really lovely.
What do you see as your duty in this role?
Well, I feel like it's really going to be doing a lot of readings, but a lot of reaching into communities and encouraging maybe writers who don't feel, well, how to put this. So when I was coming up as a writer, poetry was not a thing. My grandma Rena, she wrote poetry, which I love. I feel like a connection to her through that. And also the fact that we share a name and people say that I'm a lot like her in a lot of different ways. But other than that, nobody really wrote poetry, but it would just be really neat to kind of maybe provide some opportunities for people to see each other and say, oh, you're into that too. You know, like, yeah, we could write poems together. Or maybe that's a big dream or something.
So you're both the first Indigenous poet to serve in this role and also the very youngest, I hear. How do you think those factors will shape what you do in the role? I mean, do you bring a different perspective, or do you intend to reach a different audience?
Yeah, I definitely want to visit tribal communities and celebrate poetry in tribal communities. I know that there are a lot of people with stories and with a lot of talent and maybe curiosity about being a writer or thinking about being a writer. And I would just like to be able to be a face and be present and maybe give people the sense that it's not such a crazy thing to write poetry, or it's not such a strange thing. There's a really good poem by Shel Silverstein. He says, put something in. Draw a crazy picture, write a nutty poem, sing a mumble gumble song, whistle through your comb, do a loony goony dance, cross the kitchen floor, put something silly in the world that ain't been there before. You know, I was 8 when I read that, and it just kind of resonated, and I took it to heart, I guess. But I have always felt like poetry is as much something to, like, just enjoy the sound and playfulness of as it is a medicine that can, you know, soothe during hard times or be used to commemorate important times. I think that it is as much just to celebrate the fact that we can make music with nothing but our thoughts and our words and our mouth and our breath.
Wonderful. And you actually have some specific plans, I think I've heard about, bringing poetry out into nature, into parks. Is that right, as Poet Laureate?
Yes, I would very much like to have placards in parks that have poems that people can enjoy together with the information there that they usually have about whatever kind of phytoplankton or birds are there, or or what kind of trees, or, you know, maybe there'll be a little placard that'll tell you that there might be a harbor seal going by or a whale or something, which I think is beautiful. But I feel like it would be super cool if people could also see a poem and then just have a little moment to connect with the poet and the place where they are, and just to have that extra layer of beauty on top of this gorgeous place where we live.
And you're concerned about climate change and environmental degradation in general. How do you address that with poetry? Is that a goal?
Oh, definitely. I mean, poetry is so versatile, and maybe it's even the best medium to use. It allows for associative leaps, and it opens a person's willingness to accept something that maybe they really wouldn't want to look at previously. It's almost like it can trick you through song and imagery to coming to some sort of a conclusion that you may not have been willing to just come to before.
I understand you're interested as poet laureate in creating some sort of anthology of poems about salmon. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think salmon are kind of my heroes. You know, they overcome incredible odds to return home and continue their cycle of life. I mean, they'll defy gravity. They'll jump up a raging waterfall and cascading rapids. And, you know, they just keep trying. And I feel like I want to honor that struggle and that heroism that they live so that so many species in our bioregion can survive. You know, not just the orcas, but all of the organisms that rely on marine-derived nutrients upstream, and the way that their spent bodies will provide nutrients for streams and plants and insects and birds and just everything. Everything relies on these amazing creatures. And I feel like poems about salmon, it's just appropriate right now.
Are there additional expectations put on you as a member representative of the Lummi Nation?
There are always going to be additional expectations as a member of a tribal community. You hear it all the time, how we walk in two worlds, and that really is very, very true. I am conscious always of those that came before me and the young ones who are watching and who will come ahead of me. So, you know, that's always a consideration, and it's not always easy, but it's what we have to do.
Yeah, it's a challenge, but it's also an extra power in a way, right? When you walk in two worlds, I mean, you can speak to two worlds.
Hopefully. Hopefully always. Yeah.
Washington State's new poet laureate, Rena Priest, in conversation with KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe. You can hear an extended cut of that interview, including Priest reading her poem, Words of Encouragement, at our website, knkx.org.